Welcome to the Mind vs. Action Journey, where every week I will share experiences, thoughts, and ideas on how you can go from thoughts in your mind to actually taking actions. Life is not formed by just what is in our mind, but by actually taking action on what is in our mind. It is not enough to simply hope, think, and wish. We must take action. Opinions of others do not have to ever become your reality unless you accept them. Opinions are an expression of a person's feelings that cannot be proven for the most part. Opinions can be based on facts or emotions, and sometimes they are meant to deliberately mislead others or simply bring others down. But opinions in the end are forms of judgment, viewpoints, and or statements that are not conclusive and are all derived from a person's own perception of life. They are not laws or statements that are to be followed without any questioning on our end. I have always been a hustler, grinder, hard worker, whatever it is you want to call people that just like to stay productive, not just busy, but productive and efficient. I personally hate sleeping, and I wish I didn't have to. I would be able to do more of what I like doing, but the reality is that in order for me to do what I want to do, I must take care of my body, mentally and physically. So sleeping is a requirement, and I am always studying myself on what are the optimal hours of sleep I need. As it stands, I am comfortable at 7. When I was working at a Denny's, I did it full-time and went to high school full-time. I would do my homework during my breaks or when the restaurant was not busy. When I stopped going to school, I worked at 2 different Denny's restaurants, both full-time. When I worked at 2 different call centers, they were both full-time gigs. When I started college, I went all in, 19 units, the max allowed, and worked full-time. When I became a father, I worked full-time, went to school full-time, and yes, was a father full-time. Today, I am a father, husband, and manage an incredibly successful sales team. I am building several streams of income, and I'm excelling in all of it. And my health is in incredible shape. I take care of my body, not just physically, but mentally again. To top it off, I am doing all of this while working at 2 personal projects, one being this blog and movement. I have been told countless times that I'm a human robot, and you know what? Maybe I am. I like to think that I am just relentless when I want something, and it just happens that I always want many things at the same time. So not being busy is not an option for me, and I wouldn't have it any other way. I say all of this because I grew up hearing from my mother, friends, and some family members that, in their belief, one who serves 2 masters will fail one, meaning you can only do great at one thing at a time. I call this the greatest lie. I have been serving multiple masters ever since I can remember and have excelled in everything every single time. For me, these masters have been and are my desires. I have had to tell my family to back off several times and to let me be. I hear them out, take some of their advice into consideration, but in the end, I do what is right for me and always do my own gut check and research to validate or invalidate any advice I am ever given. I do what I think is best for what I want. This, I believe, is extremely important to learn to say no to our family or any other person, really, especially our parents. Most are giving advice out of their belief system, at times their narrow mindset, and at other times they are simply trying to protect us, or so they think. It's okay to go against the current. Just be ready to deal with the consequences too. I always have, and because of that, I have always gotten what I want. I focus a lot on getting what I want because isn't that what life is about? Getting what we want, not what someone else wants? I don't say this in an evil way. There is compromise, and I do my fair share of that with my wife, kids, family, and work team members, but I am the first one to say no to something if it does not fit my plan. We can do many things at once and be successful at each one of them, but we have to take into account the things that really bring value into what we want because there are only so many hours in a day and sacrifices do need to be made. But for me, they are not sacrifices if you ultimately get what we want. Everyone has different skill sets, talents, and limitations, and no one has the right or psychic powers to tell you what yours are. That is up to you to discover them and evolve them to whatever you see fit or to whatever level is required to achieve whatever success you want to achieve. Remember, someone's opinion is not your reality or is grounded on the laws of physics. Listen to them, analyze them, but in the end, do what is right for you and do not allow for your life to be guided by the opinions of others or it will never manifest to your liking. The opinion that matters most when it comes to your own life is yours. Please subscribe to my blog, podcast, or YouTube channel to get notifications when my weekly entry is posted, I promise I will never disappoint. Thank you. Until next time, I challenge you to own your thoughts, actions, process, results, and ultimately your life story. Most importantly, I challenge you to go from thoughts in your mind to taking actual actions on those thoughts, as nothing happens until actions are taken.